Welcome to the Dad Podcast. This is your boy, Chad Jizmeister Hoy. And this is my. I don't know. I'm Chad the Heat Miser Hoy, because it's about to be Christmas time. And this is my always and the best funny guy compatriot in the world.
Oh, I thought you were going to introduce me with the way you were setting it up.
Cameron Weaver.
I'm the New England compatriots.
Oh, no.
Compatriot sounds like a title for one of our game segments we'll be playing later. Guys, this is episode 57 of the Dad Podcast. Can you believe it?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I pulled it up while you were introducing me.
Okay, just trying to double check.
And, wow, 57 episodes in, and today's episode is actually sponsored by Warby Parker. Today's show is brought to you by warbyparker.com. Get a free 5-day home try-on at warbyparkertrial.com/dadbod. 5 pairs, 5 days, 100% free. And we'll hear more from Warby Parker later on in this episode. Chad, before we do anything.
Yes.
Can I? May I?
Sure.
All right.
It depends.
I don't get on Facebook often.
Okay.
But I accidentally saw this. And it kind of pertains to our show a little bit. But do you ever see something or someone that is so ironically stupid that it makes you mad, but at the same time you can't help but laugh at how perfect it is?
I can make a really easy joke right now about every week doing this podcast with you, but I won't.
All right. I got on Facebook, and I don't know how I saw this because I really thought I muted this person. This is someone that I don't dislike a lot of people, and I'm in a mood today where I'm just very mad. There are things happening, and I don't get mad often.
Uh-huh.
But there are not a lot of people that I can't stand. But this person is one of them. And I thought I had them muted on Facebook, but I didn't. And
guess
so
not.
I get on there and this person pops up and her status reads, am I the only one that thinks dad bods are sexier with the little laughing smiley emoji?
Okay.
Which, let's start with that. First of all, no, you don't. You think frat bods are sexy, probably.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Two, this is obviously a thirst trap, like every other thing that she posts ever. And three, my favorite part about this is that some man commented on this. And here's what the comment says. Yes, finally, a smart woman.
Okay.
And I just, sorry. I want to kill myself. Yes, finally, a smart woman.
Well,
it just,
he's not wrong.
It writes itself, Chad. So I had to bring that up. Because it really got my blood a-boiling.
Well, I'm glad that you brought it.
Oops. A little noise sound effect. Yeah. So, yeah. Chad, how are you doing? How was your week?
Damn it. I keep doing this thing where I don't think to do the Craigslist ahead of time. So
Chad didn't come to class prepared.
Not any different from my entire educational experience, so it's fine. This week was pretty darn good.
Did you give thanks?
Yeah, I did give thanks. I had Thanksgiving thing with my friend Luke's family. Shout out to Luke one time. Throwback. And he lives in San Antonio. His family lives in San Antonio. So it's like distance from where we grew up, Grant County to Indianapolis, basically like hour 20 minutes.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, work was work. It was a regular week. And then we got out early. I got out at 11:30. No, 10:30 or 11 on Wednesday.
Nice.
And I was like, badass, dude. And then I, you know, went, came home, played video games. And then I went down to San Antonio, hung out with Luke and his new wife, Riley. They just got married like a month ago. And, you know, it was cool. And then did Thanksgiving the next day. That was tight. Food was good because they're from Indiana. They've had homemade noodles and mashed potatoes and gravy. And, you know, everyone put the noodles on top of the mashed potatoes and gravy because that's the way it's supposed to be.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
So it was perfect. Yeah. It was cool. I did miss my family a lot, though. This is the first. I mean, I'm probably not going to be away from them for Christmas. Like, actually, I'm definitely going to be home for Christmas, but I.
You can count on you.
Yeah. Like, it's just. It was just, like, kind of sad. I was like, fuck. I, like. Like, it's. Like, I'm really grateful to Luke's fam for, you know, like, having me in. That was cool. And they're cool. And I got drunk, so that was tight. But, like, it was just, like. Damn, all my uncle's buffalo wings that he makes every year, and my other uncle always makes some really good meat, like corned beef or something. It's super good, or prime rib or something. Nice.
Yeah, dude.
Miss that, you know?
I had a similar and my dad's side of the family situation. Too. Yeah.
Yeah. I just throw them in as an afterthought. No, I'm just kidding. I both sides of the family, but I was just thinking specifically of my. My Uncle Ethan always makes these buffalo wings, but he might not have even been there either because he lives in California now. So,
what?
Who knows? I don't know. It was weird. It was just, God.
Sorry.
Stop eating on the fucking podcast.
It went down. It went down the wrong pipe. I'm sorry. Got a little piece of chocolate stuck in my throat.
It's fine, though. It was just like, it was weird to, like, I'm 25, you know, and I just wanted to see my mommy. You know, it was weird. And my dad. God, I'm sorry, Dad. I said mommy because it sounds funnier, and I don't.
Yeah, daddy just sounds creepy. You understand.
yeah, exactly. I just want to see the fam in general. And my grandma's getting older on my dad's side, and, you know, like, we don't really know how much longer she'll be around, so. I'll see her on Christmas, and hopefully, you know, not for the last time. How was your week?
Yeah,
Cam?
That would suck.
Cop, you are the most fucking vile human being. Everything you do is just disgusting. You could do something normal. You could be. You just walk. And I'm like, God, I bet that guy smells bad. Just walking down the road. Do you ever wonder what people think of you when they see? Not like you. Not just you. Because I think this too about me. But like,
yeah.
How people see you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like in public.
Not anymore.
I do. People are probably like, look at that gargantuan who's like pretty good. Like he's pretty athletic and stuff. But God, he's so large. That's how I think people see me.
I like to think that if someone took out their camera phone, the government would think that I was found footage of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I walk the same way, like with the swinging arms, kind of like an elf.
Yeah, and you have like the same brain, like, you know, subhuman.
I also slouch a little bit because I'm used to having to bend over to hear my short friends say things to me.
You are not that tall, Cameron.
I know. It was a joke. Gosh.
We're close to the same height. You're like maybe an inch taller than me.
Yeah, I'm barely taller than you.
You're like 6'3".
I've
lost something.
5 pounds since not drinking beer.
Oh, good for you, Cam. Still got those burps though, huh?
That one startled me.
That happened to me. Where the hell was it? Oh, on Thanksgiving at Luke's house. His family's house. We're hanging out, and I had been drinking all day. I literally woke up, and he and his wife. Yeah, no, seriously, he and his wife are house-sitting, which is so weird to say his wife. But anyway, he and his wife were house-sitting.
You got a lot of married friends.
Yeah, well, those are the only friends I have down here. Two married couples. Actually, three married couples, but I haven't talked to Nate in a while. Unfortunately, guy I went to a comedy show with like 2 months ago.
Oh yeah.
But they're house sitting for this just insanely rich couple that goes to Luke's dad's church, and their
Texas.
Dog's so cute. Their house is just stock full of anything you could ever imagine. Anyway, so we found
sock and boppers.
I don't know. They have kids, probably, Cameron.
You know those are more fun than a pillow fight?
You're an ignoramus.
Thank you.
No, not good. Bad thing.
Oh.
That's a bad thing, Cam.
Okay.
Me think you dumb. Doo-doo. Doo-doo brain.
Just rude. Kidding.
I'm trying to speak your language because you're
I big, got it. I picked up what you were putting down. I'm smelling what you're stepping in.
It's Bigfoot poop, because I always have to... Sorry, I'm ripping on you. Anyway.
I haven't pooped in public in a long time.
God, just... Okay, we found their liquor, and I fucking drank like a... at least 7 to 10 shots of vodka.
Holy.
And some apple juice for breakfast.
That's a champion's... That's Michael Phelps' diet.
We watched Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood, which is like a black comedy. It's like a parody of like all those movies, like Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
And movies like that about being in the hood. Uh-huh. And it's really funny. And then we watched Mighty Ducks. Riley was at work.
I love that movie.
Yeah. They were both good experiences.
Charlie Sheen's brother.
Go on. Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a good actor.
No, not at all, really.
Yeah, while watching that movie, I was like, how did he fucking land these? And he's still making money off them. That's the worst part. He landed that role, and now he's just set.
Yeah, he was part of those brunch boys, wasn't he?
Breakfast Club?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't know. I've seen that movie like twice.
Why is that movie called The Breakfast Club if they were in detention after school hours?
They were.
Oh, wait, no, it was before school, wasn't it?
It was on a Saturday morning,
That's
yeah.
That's it. That's why. That's the whole point of the movie, and I forgot about it.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God. I just thought of the Victorious Breakfast Club episode, and That's it was a, so
oh
good.
Oh, my gosh. Victorious was great. Did I ever tell the story about the time that I
that
was...
That shit's sick.
I saw
Victoria Justice on an airplane. Yes.
Oh, okay. Because that happened sometime.
Mm-hmm. And she was very beautiful.
She was, even in sweatpants and a ponytail. Well, not even in, you know, like she's just beautiful all the time. Good for her.
Yeah.
I wish that were me.
I weighed a lot more than I do now at that point, too.
So you weren't confident enough to...
Not at all. Now, today, I would have said, hey, I think you...
You dropped my jaw. Dropped my jaw.
Do your mama let you date?
Because you're cute. Did your mom let you date? That you said?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are your parents...
there's a weird joke in here.
Are your parents from out of this world?
Okay,
you got
Roy Moore.
Space pants.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool. That's a cool joke.
I blacked out for a minute. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Some of Space Pants or...
Space Pants.
Victoria Justice. Victoria Justice.
Victoria Justice. What a... Yeah. What a that can't be her real name. I mean, it could be.
I don't know.
Anyone's Maybe name it could is. Be their real name, but I can't imagine that that's not a stage name. Let's go to the Wikipedia.
Use Wikipedia.
Oh, holy crap. The stars are brightly shining. Victoria Dawn Justice. That is actually her name. And she was born less than a month before me. I did not realize she was only 24. Huh. You learn something new every day. She's only 24. I thought she was older than us.
Yeah, no, she's younger. And so is Ariana Grande's a little young, maybe a year younger.
I knew that, which is also weird because
Ariana Grande she's infinitely like more she's rich and famous than either of us will be combined. Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Yeah, that too. She won a Nickelodeon Slime Fest Award for Aussie's Fave Hottie in 2013. Good for her. You think she still has that trophy?
Maybe.
What do you think she's doing right now? Oh, wait, let's find out. Nope. Oh, on October 20th of 2016, Justice played Janet Weiss, one of the lead roles in Rocky Horror Picture Show, Let's Do the Time Warp Again. Starring an ensemble cast led by Laverne Cox, the film premiered on the Fox Network, is a tribute to the cult classic 1975 film of the same name. And directed by Kenny Ortega, which, fun fact, this is not in the Wikipedia that I'm reading, but I do know Kenny Ortega directed the High School Musical films.
That's true.
So that's what Victoria Justice has been doing lately. God bless her. I love that role. She would make a great Janet in Rocky Horror Picture Show. Good for her. Wow, we've really gotten a lot done here on this episode of the Down Podcast so far.
We are just learning. That's all.
This is a much more tame episode. Chad, you ready? You want to move on to Date with the Dad Bod?
Did you have a date?
I did.
Okay, good.
Did you?
No.
Okay. I'm going to...
Oh, play that music. Play that funky music, white boy. Okay, I think I will. Thank you.
Guys, so previously on the Dad Podcast...
I got a really good Craigslist. Anyway, good. Go on.
I had gone on three dates, technically, with three different people. This past week, I went out to get dinner with the girl that I've been seeing for a long time now. We tried this new restaurant that we had passed previously on 21st Ave. It's called Hop Dottie. Have you heard of it, Chad? Because there's a ton of them in Texas.
I love Hop Dottie.
Yes. I've never been to one, dude.
It's one of my favorite. Yeah, it's super good. It's
not even on my Google Maps yet. That's how new that it is. And I went there the other night, and I had they have bison burgers, which is right up my alley. And this bison burger had Frank's hot sauce on it, some pepper jack cheese, a little bit of bacon. A little bit of bacon.
I always get that burger, but I don't get a bun, and I get bacon and a fried egg on it, and it's delicious.
Oh, shit. Putting a fried egg on it would be...
Putting a fried egg on anything.
You could put fried egg on a dick, and I'd probably think about it.
Spotted dick. I don't think I would, but you go on.
Dick Nixon.
Wow.
But yeah, they also had this thing called Sassy Sauce, which was really, really good. And the burger was great. The conversation was really nice. I really am still enjoying hanging out with her because I was like a little upset about the whole thing. And then I went home and I hung out with a friend of mine and I was like, uh-oh. And then I came back and then I hung out with her and I was like, uh-oh. So everything's just kind of like that right now. And then... She went home for Thanksgiving, and I worked on Thanksgiving. I never talked about how I was given a job at GameStop.
Yeah, I forgot it happened.
So, I know. So, a couple of weeks ago, while Miranda was in the hospital, pushing my niece out into the world, my father and I went and picked up some stuff that we're going to take to the hospital for them that they requested. And so while he was in Target, I stopped into GameStop because I was going to pay off a game that I had pre-ordered. And I walked in and the guy was like, just straight up, he's like, "What do you do for a living?" And I'm like, "Well, Paul." His name's Paul. I go in there every now and then. Not as often as like I feel like this should warrant. But I go, "Well, Paul, I work from home. I do radio." And he goes,
"How about working not from home?"
Yeah, pretty much. He goes, "Yeah. How would you like to work seasonal hours? You get a 15% discount off of your purchases in the store, and I would only need you for a couple of seasonal shifts here over the next couple months." And I was like, "I mean, yeah, sure." And he's like, "Okay, just fill this out. You can list references if you want. I'm not going to call anybody. You pretty much have the job. The person that was supposed to do this hasn't called me back, and I need a body in our system by the end of the day." And I'm like, "Okay." So long story short, it's a shirt that has a bunch of text on it. It's real small.
So much words. Yeah, several.
The Gettysburg Address is in there.
Wow. It's a very long story shirt.
Right. It's a long story shirt. Long story short, I worked on Thanksgiving night from 5 to 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't worked retail in 5 years.
Ever? Yeah, okay, yeah.
I used to sell shoes at Payless Shoe Source in Marion, Indiana.
Okay.
Which was the worst.
Oh,
thing
I remember
ever.
That. Yeah,
that was the worst. But this, I didn't have to do sales. I didn't have to answer the phone. I was literally just on the floor talking to people. And I learned everything about that store and about our Black Friday deals very, very quickly. And honestly, yeah, it was fun for the most part. It was cool because I mean, it was crazy, but like it was 6 hours that went by really quick. And like, I didn't like, here's the thing about retail. Uh-huh. I'm super thankful for what I do and my job because I ran around a small store, talked to over 200 strangers.
I'm sure. Yeah.
In 6 hours. And after taxes, I'm probably going to make 20 bones.
Oh.
How?
You don't even get time and a half for that?
No, because I'm just seasonal. I'm literally only in there to work minimum wage. And like, I get the discount, holy which is shit, nice for what I'm going to talk about a little later on.
Yeah.
But like, holy crap, that's not worth it.
No.
It's horrible.
Most people, if they've worked there for a while, make more than minimum wage.
Right.
But
right.
I mean, obviously, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, but like, damn. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I honestly wouldn't mind like picking up a job at like GameStop or something.
It's
like,
fun. Even, and I'm sure like on days.
Yeah, just for the weekend.
Yeah, and not on Thanksgiving. It's like real chill. But like Thanksgiving, that was crazy, man. It was crazy. And I went in the next day on Black Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I go in there around like 10 o'clock and the guy that I worked with the night before was in there again. And he's like, "Kill me. Just kill me." They opened at 6 o'clock.
And, on Black Friday. Yeah. Yes. Fuck that.
So it was even crazier than Thanksgiving night. Obviously.
Black Friday is just an exploitation of fucking people who don't make enough money to be doing that.
Yeah.
Like,
and Black Friday keeps happening like, earlier every year.
Yeah, like companies don't give a shit about their employees, and they're like, we're going to open at 5 a.m. because, you know, fuck you, Dan. Like, that's pretty much. Like, oh, you make, eight an hour? Okay, that's cool. Well, my kid's new fucking car I bought him because I'm the CEO of GameStop. I don't know what character I'm playing right now.
Yeah.
was way more, was worth, you know, 10 times what you make in a year. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I don't know. What can you make a year working $8 an hour?
Gosh, it depends on.
Not a lot. Like, not a lot. 11 or 12,000 a year.
Yeah.
Something like that. Cause I worked 13 an hour in Indy at the bank, and that was like 26 a year. So.
Yeah. I will take my job. And I never like said I wouldn't, but like I definitely even more have an appreciation for what I do and how much I make humble brag. That's not what I wanted that to sound like, but you know what I mean?
No, same. I mean, like I felt like I'm broke because, but that's only because everything I have to pay for is so much.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't make a decent, like, I don't know how people could work anything, could make it work with less money than I make. Cause yeah. I'm struggling.
Yeah. And that's what I was looking at. Yeah. Yeah, it's like,
man, it's wild.
Man, yeah. I'm fortunate to like be where I'm at and wow. And do what I'm doing. Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Giving thanks. Right
but
now.
I yeah. work again on December 26th, so I get to do the same shift
nice.
A different day.
Wait, the day after Christmas,
the day
right?
after Christmas. But again, I'm not on the register, so it's just going to be a lot of people coming back and like regifting or like returning or like doing
yeah.
deals, and then I just have to be that'd like, be welcome to GameStop.
Do you have any questions?
And they'll be
the
like,
the day after Christmas, people are already like, nah, fuck this game. Like, can't even wait like a week to take back their game they didn't want from
absolutely.
Their grandma.
And I probably. Mean, there should be some specials, but yeah, absolutely.
After Christmas, God, I hate corporate America.
Same.
It's ridiculous. Like, why? Like, why do we have to have Black Friday? Cyber Monday is pushing it, honestly. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I got on my Xbox the other day, and it was like, get up to 35% off on Destiny 2 for Black Friday sale happening, or offer valid November 21st through November 27th. And I'm like,
that's an entire week.
Yeah, that's, I mean, but that's what it all should be. Yeah. It should be like, hey, we're going to have these deals for a week after Thanksgiving starting Monday.
Yeah.
And that would just be so much better.
Let everyone enjoy their freaking
retail.
Thanksgiving. And then
yeah.
go kill each other for a Furby.
I went to Target on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those people, I know. But like, my like Luke was like, hey, I heard there's half off games. And I was like, you know what? Tight. So we went. I got Skyrim for $15 for Xbox One.
Nice.
And then I saw, I didn't realize Pokemon had Ultra Moon and Ultra Sun out, which are parts two to Sun and Moon. And I was like, oh, shit. So I had to get that.
Yeah.
So I did. I got Ultra Sun because I have Sun.
Funny thing but, about Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. I wanted
what?
To buy that.
And instead.
Instead. I bought a PlayStation VR headset bundle.
Yeah, you're ridiculous.
I was working.
I saw you bought that, and I was like, of course.
Man, well, okay. So I was working in there, and there was one lull that happened that entire night. And I look at Paul, and I go, how much is it going to cost me to get into the VR game? Because I really want to. And he goes, we do have a Black Friday bundle going on. And I went in the next day and I got it. So I got the PlayStation VR headset, the camera, the two wand controllers, and Skyrim VR. And I saved a lot of money, guys. And let me tell you something. I loved Oblivion. I loved Elder Scrolls Oblivion. I loved
it.
Oh,
yeah.
Loved it. One of my favorite games. Skyrim came out. I didn't have any time to play it, so I didn't. I have not played Skyrim before.
It's still my favorite.
I now go into Skyrim. Everything is different.
Yeah.
Everything is different.
Everything is different than you thought it was.
I kill the dragon in first person. I literally killed that
terrifying.
Dragon virtually. It was terrifying. Your heart, like, your heartbeat just quickens and you're like, looking around the room and you're looking around in the thing, you're in Skyrim. This is
it's a biological response. That's weird.
It's
that's so
weird.
I noticed
what,
that too
yeah.
in video games though.
Yeah.
I like get adrenaline like in Destiny and shit, you know? It's so weird. Dude, we just trick our brains.
Wait till you put the headset on, because that's exactly what it does. It tricks it even more.
Never.
So listen,
never.
This is when I knew
VR is terrifying.
That I am in trouble and I am ready to be plugged into the Matrix forever. Sign me up, because this is what I've wanted when I was a kid. Yes, when I was a kid, this is all I wanted. I'm like, I want virtual reality. I want a video game where like I feel like I'm doing something. Last night, I put on my headset. I joined the companions.
I got Snapchats from Austin.
Oh, really? I've not seen those. I did not know those existed.
It's actually really funny.
Yeah, I'll bet. Because
you look so dopey.
I was getting real into it too. So I'm in there. You can't see anything. And if you put in the surround sound headphones and turn them up all the way, you can't hear anything. You're gone.
That's amazing.
You're in there.
You're gone.
And so I'm holding the wands, but the wands just disappear. They are now a shield in my left hand and a freaking battle axe in my right hand, baby.
Yeah.
And I join the companions. What's his face? Asgard Snicklebottom joins me, and we go into this dungeon, and we're crawling through. We're walking through. I can hear River running behind me and to my left, and as I walk away, it gets further and further away in my ears. I turn the corner, and I'm finally at the end of this dungeon, and I grab what we came in there for off of this pedestal, and then all around me, 25 coffins open, and undead people get out of these coffins and start charging me and this guy. So I'm blocking, throwing up my left arm, and swiping with my right arm, and I'm killing people. And then I switch to my magic, and I reach my hand out, and I shoot lightning bolt out of my freaking hand.
Yeah.
And I'm just mowing these guys down, and I'm swinging, and I'm shooting. And by the end of it, after I killed all 25 of them, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Woo! And then I'm sweating inside the headset. I'm winded because I play standing up. I play the Skyrim standing up. You can't just sit down and walk through a dungeon.
Yeah.
You got to be standing.
How do you do shouts in Skyrim? Do you have to actually shout?
There's a button.
Okay, because that would be wild.
That would be cool. That's the next step.
It'd be like, Fusroda!
Fusroda! That's the next step. But, so I get out of the dungeon with this, like, exit that's, like, normally sealed off, obviously, until you get through the dungeon. And I step out of the dungeon, and it's nighttime. I'm on the side of a mountain. And I look up, and there's just stars out, and below me, which in real life, I'm, 6 feet off the ground from where I'm looking, because I'm 6 feet tall. There's a table 3 feet beneath me, but I don't see that. I look down, and I'm standing on the edge of a mountain, and I go, oh, I could fall. But I can't. Like, it's incredible. Like, yeah. I got out, and I look down, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm really high up, and I like, oh man, it's the most incredible experience ever.
Can you imagine if we showed this to cavemen?
They would kill themselves immediately.
Yeah, they'd be like, okay, what is this bright light? This fucking hurts. Yeah. How do you stare at this all the time?
They couldn't process it. Their thumbs aren't even opposable yet. I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, they definitely had opposable thumbs, man. They're human.
Oh, man.
Yeah, games, right?
Especially Skyrim, baby. Like, that's I am having a blast playing Skyrim VR. It's amazing.
What's the next step? Is it like they're gonna give you a little treadmill and you have to run on it?
It'll like track your footsteps or like move when you want to, and they'll probably incorporate like smell and moisture. Like, if I would have stepped out of the cave and felt a breeze, I would have shit my pants. That's the next step.
That's wild.
Because the surround sound hearing is really cool, too. Because, like, you can literally be walking and you'll hear people far away talking. Like, if there are, like, people in the cave, too. And then you can like peek around a corner to see where they are. And then in Skyrim, you can turn on your sneak mode. And so then I pull out my bow and arrow. So I'm holding the bow in my left hand. You have to dock the arrow, hold down the trigger, reach out, pull your right arm back, and release the trigger to shoot the arrow. It feels so good.
It's actually really cool.
It's amazing.
And it's not buggy at all.
No, it's so smooth. And it doesn't feel cheap, and it doesn't feel clunky like the Wiimotes.
Like Wii.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's so when fluid.
I actually wanted to talk about that when you're talking about like VR and how like shit's moved. Like, or you were saying like since you're a kid, you've wanted like a VR type thing. And like when I remember me and my cousin saw like the trailer for the Wii in like what, 2003 or four?
Yeah, dude.
Like when did it come out? Like 2006? You know what I mean?
I want to say, like holiday 2006.
Yeah. So like we watched that trailer when I was like, you 2006? Know, 12. 11 yeah, and I don't know why my mind just remembers that stuff, but anyway,
it's impressive.
But yeah, so like we watched this trailer and we're like, whoa, this is the future. And then like 10 years after that, you're like, that was not the future.
Yeah,
like, this is, but then 10 years from here, where is it gonna be, man?
Right, like we're gonna be Westworlding it up, baby.
Technology's so weird.
Yeah,
how do they keep innovating? I'll tell you how. Area 60. I almost said Area 69. Area 51.
Area 69. That's my favorite. That's my favorite porn parody of government conspiracies.
I was thinking of that because I saw a tweet earlier today that said that was like about Area 51 and Area 69. And that's then so in my head, I was like, wait, it's not 69, is it? Like, I almost said it.
That's so funny.
It's because aliens are real, dude. We got their tech. And we're reverse engineering it.
And they have bomb ass games.
Well, we're reverse engineering it to make money by making video games. Yeah. But, and by we, I mean the government and stuff, not us. We're spending the money.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I've never had so much fun playing a video game. And I love video games.
Yeah. I love video games too. And that's
dang it.
I was talking to this girl I met on OkCupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want any judgment because I've been on OkCupid, okay? I think it's
cool. Why
would
we judge you?
I don't know. I feel like OkCupid, like, not as many people have it or people, like, look down on it.
I know a lot of people that have OkCupid, actually. I think it's better because you have to pay. Like, people who are willing to pay are more willing to actually take it seriously.
Oh, I don't pay for it. It's free.
Oh, never mind. I didn't know it was free.
Yeah. They have it on phones now.
Back in my day,
that was a website, and it still is. But, yeah. But I was talking to this girl from OkCupid, and like, sometime in the last 3 years, I've just become a horrible texter. Like, I'm on my phone a decent amount. I'm not always on it though. And like, some people would probably protest that. Mm-hmm. Not attest to, so protest that. But I really am not on it a lot. And it's like, and I don't like feeling like I have to be there all the time. I don't really like the thing with phones where if you don't reply to someone, you're an asshole. And it's like, hey, maybe I just have a life outside of this small box of confinement that is a cell phone. Anyway, don't have to get into it. But I just don't like that people think, oh, you have a cell phone, you should be readily available at all times. And it's like, no, I do other stuff. But I forgot to text this girl back, and I went to text her like the next day, and I was like, oh shit, I never sent that reply. And so I like finished my reply, and I was like, this is what I started typing out before I got immersed in video games and completely forgot about the world, like something like that. And she was like, oh boy, you're a gamer, I'll try not to hold that against you. And I was like, hold the fuck up.
What
if I am a fucking, and I wouldn't even call myself a gamer. I just like video games. Like, I'm not like hardcore. I don't.
What year is this where she's trying to shame you for playing video games?
Yeah,
I play my Switch in public.
Yeah. okay, that's not. No, I'm just kidding. You're fine. But no, it's like I was like, I mean, okay, I like them. I don't think it's anything to like look down on. It's just an interest I have.
Yeah.
you know.
What do you spend money on? Like, makeup?
She backtracked. She backtracked. It's fine. But it was just such a – I kind of got mad about it. I was like,
yeah, that's shitty.
Yeah, why would you even consider holding that against someone? Like,
yeah,
it's just what people like. People like different things. Sorry, yeah, I don't like
how I make
your
mother. Some people go home and drink scotch. I go home and play video games.
Yeah, I go home and drink scotch and play video games.
Some people go home and beat their wives and drink scotch and throw paper airplanes at their kids.
Yeah, and I just do one of those things.
Yeah.
Two of those things.
Maybe.
Three of those things.
Yeah. Like, it's just everything a hobby, man. Listening. Like, do you like reading?
Yeah.
I like reading sometimes, but I also like playing video games. You're immersing yourself in a story. It's all make-believe.
Yeah. Oh,
they're
the
same thing.
Well, unless you're reading about, like, the Third Reich or something. Like,
that's true.
History.
Good point. But you could also play Call of Duty World War II.
Yeah, no. Not the same, children. Not the same. Don't believe that.
I love that commercial where it's like, my God, they're after Jews. And I'm like, that's not how it happened. No one turned to the other guy and was like, holy crap, I just figured it out, Jenkins. They're after
Jews. He hates Jews. That's what it is. He doesn't like the Jews.
Hey, Jenkins,
really?
Get this.
That's the.
They're after Jews. That's
Jenkins.
What we're fighting this war for.
Jenkins, he's not just killing anyone. It's Jews specifically.
We weren't.
Isn't that wild?
To come here, we figured this out ourselves. Can you believe it?
Thomas, I'm trying. I'm reading. Shut the fuck. We're in the bunker. Jesus Christ. How many times do I have to tell you? 9 p.m. Lights out.
My God. They're after Jews. Watch that commercial. It's so funny. The preview for COD World War COD Wii is ridiculous.
What just happened to you?
What?
You said COD World War.
COD Wii.
COD Wii.
The game.
Oh, WWII. Oh.
Yeah. WWII.
Dum 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 dum. Nice.
Dum dum.
Nice. Nice.
Thank you.
It's funny.
guys, we're going to take a quick second to talk about this episode's sponsor, Warby Parker.
What is that sponsor?
Oh, it's Warby Parker, baby.
Are you sure we don't have any new ones?
Not yet. Working on it.
Just kidding. Joking.
I know. Guys, for you, yes, you, the listeners of the DBC, Warby Parker is offering a free 5-day home try-on to give you the opportunity to check out their glasses. I'm wearing them this time. You see them, Chad?
Yeah. Oh, those are your new ones?
No, these, well, I've had these for a little while.
Oh, you're
Warby
wearing
Parker
the Warby's,
bowls.
Though.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
A new concept in eyewear. Contemporary eyeglasses that are extremely affordable and fashion forward. I'm fashion forward for the first time in my life. Glasses should be viewed. Oh, well, that's fine. Glasses should be viewed as a fashion accessory. You know what I mean, Chad?
Yeah.
They shouldn't cost as much as an iPhone. Right, Chad?
Yes.
Prescription glasses start at $95 with Warby Parker, and that includes the lenses. And options include both glasses, reading glasses, progressive sunglasses, and prescription sunglasses, which is really nice. Warby Parker makes buying glasses online easy, risk-free, and most of all, enjoyable. It is super fun because they do this thing with their home try-on program, which is what we want to let you try out. You get to order 5 pairs of glasses off of their website. You get to choose which 5 frames you want to try on your face, and they ship them directly to you for free. You can try them on, get some feedback, wear them around a little bit, and then you send the pairs back for free once again. And you are not obligated to buy then, but you know, you probably should. You need some glasses, ding dong, dang it. Whether your eyesight. Yeah, what's up?
Oh, you're not done yet.
No,
you're not done yet.
Oh, okay. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Because whether your eyesight is pretty darn good or horrible, Warby Parker has got you covered with a wide range of prescription options, including digital freeform progressive lenses. For those of you with strong prescriptions like your boy, Warby Parker offers ultra-thin, high-index lenses so you'll be looking good, baby.
Oh.
Contribute to a charitable cause when you buy a pair. You give a pair. For every pair of glasses sold, Warby Parker distributes a pair of glasses to someone in need. So, head to warbyparkertrial.com/dadbot to order your free home try-ons today. Choose the 5 frames you'd like to try on, mail them back, choose your favorite pair to have your prescription added to, and order. Warby Parker makes your experience completely risk-free, and there's free shipping all around. Visit warbyparkertrial.com/dadbod to begin your free home try-on experience today. That's warbyparkertrial.com/dadbod. Thank you, Warby Parker.
Cam, here's my thing with glasses.
What's your thing with glasses?
I'm just so afraid they're going to make me look like a big nerd. I'm going to look like a big gamer nerd. And even the giving them away thing is just – it makes me feel like I'm going to just give away some glasses to someone in need. And then, but then they're just going to look like a nerd. Why can't I give away contacts, you know?
Because Warby Parker doesn't do that.
Fair enough. Well, yeah, so that's that's our ad because we have we've officially sold out.
Hell yeah.
If anyone wants to use that, you know what it is, warbyparker.com/trial. Wait, warbyparkertrial.com/dadbod.
There you go. Let us know if you do. We want to see you try on your Warby Parkers. We'll tell you if you look like a dingus.
In your glasses. In those glasses that, in a way, we provided for you.
Yeah.
Because we gave you a trial ticket.
Yeah,
so
baby.
There's that. Yeah, and maybe you get some trials gear, you know, from doing our trial.
Oh,
it's a Destiny 2 reference, baby.
I'm having flashbacks to last night, Chad.
Me and Cam played Destiny with two of our friends, John and Bree, last night. I was drunk, so I did not do well, but it was ugly all around.
It was bad.
We got terrorized by them. By them, I mean every opponent we played. And we played how many matches?
Except for that 10? First team. Yeah, we played probably 10 rounds, and we lost 9.
Yeah, we won 1, lost 9. So we're 1-9. Still better than the Browns.
and on that note, we're going to hear from someone else on the Podratic Equation, our podcasting network, our friends over on the Podratic Equation. We'll be right back.
Hello? Check. Check. Is this thing working? Hello? I think it's working.
Is it working?
I think.
Oh, are we broadcasting right now?
I think so. What do we say?
Is there anybody out there? We're trapped and we need help.
We're in the Blockbuster, the burnt out one on the corner of 5th. We've been here since the contagion started.
We're out of water, we're out of milk duds, we're out of pop, we're almost out of movies.
Our only copy of RoboCop caught in the VCR, and now we're stuck watching the bottom of the barrel shit like Demon Cop in Ghost Town.
And fucking Space Pope. It's gonna be okay, it's gonna be okay. Somebody's gonna hear us. We really just, if you can hear us out there somewhere, we really just need you to send us, like, some water and maybe a gun and, like, another copy of RoboCop or Aliens.
If you're hearing us, you can send this to Paths of Glory on SoundCloud and iTunes. Part of the Podratic Equation Network.
Oh, shit, they're in!
No!
No!
No! No! No!
That was a good ad. And you know, the thing I love about doing this Podratic Equation Network is, and you know, we've harped on this for a while, but in case you're a new listener, the reason you just heard that ad from a movie review podcast, more than likely, is that, because that's what everyone on our, does on our, network, except for us. And, Wax On doesn't really, but they've been busy, so they haven't really put stuff out. But anyway, so it's just some like-minded folks, some people we like a lot. We've never met them, but we all do podcasts. They all review movies, but they're funny still. We're just funny, kinda, but we don't review movies. And the one time we did review a movie, it was okay. So
a lot of titties.
Yeah, a lot of titties in that movie, which is, you know what? Thank you.
A lot of
for
guns.
The recommendation.
And
yeah,
a lot of
titties and guns. So honestly, pretty good in my humble opinion. That makes a movie good. Boobs and guns always trump cinematography, and fantastic acting for me personally.
Mm-hmm. Once
again. Yeah, like Baywatch, no guns, lots of boobs, pretty good.
And David Hasselhoff, or depending on the version you're watching,
The Rock
and Zac Efron's.
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson. They don't call him The Rock for nothing, because every time I see him, my sexuality is rocked. You thought that was going to be a boner joke, but
I thought it was. I like the path that you took with that joke, Chad. I was literally pointing at Chad over the webcam because I knew, well, I thought I knew that he was going to say, he gets me hard as a rock.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
That's the fun thing about comedy, and the thing I love about explaining jokes afterwards is that it really helps you understand them. So why it was funny.
We should have an after show. We should have an after show where we explain every joke we made during the show previous.
We should do commentary on every episode we have. That'd be really funny.
Or at least just a video of us watching it and listening to it.
Watching our podcast.
A video of us listening to it that people can watch.
Yeah, a video of us listening to our podcast. I'm sure everyone would love that because they all love the podcast so much and listen to it weekly.
Whoa.
We love...
Do you hear that music?
No.
Well, you will.
Oh, wait, there it is. I hear it.
I think.
What's this for?
I think it's time for band or porno. Unless you were going to say something, I feel bad.
I was just going to say we love everyone on the Podriotic Equation Network, and reason we run ads is because we want you to fucking listen to them. Just listen to their podcast.
Just do it. What else are you doing with your day?
You're not even listening to ours. You might as well try something new.
Come on, Michael.
Jeez. Yeah, Kevin.
Damn it, Rick.
Jim.
Jack.
Dwight.
Pam.
Daryl. Andy.
April.
Plop.
Guys, this is the part of the show where we play everybody's favorite internet game, band or porno.
That was
bad. Weird. I didn't like that one.
Super. Yeah.
This is a game where I have 15 real band names or porn names, and Chad has to tell me which one he thinks they are. And this list is really freaking gross. And to back up that point, the first one is Strawberry Foreskin. That's my favorite Beatles song.
Strawberry Foreskin?
Yep.
Oh, that is a porno because it's a play on...
That is a band.
Oh, okay.
Thank goodness.
Okay. Thank God, actually, yeah. Oh,
the next one, Vagina Slimes.
Slimes?
Yeah, huh?
Gross. Porno.
It is a porno.
Okay, gross.
Up next, we got Stinky White Women.
Wow, banned.
Nope.
Ew.
Anal Getaway.
Porno.
No, that one's a band.
Fucking hell, Cameron.
Ooh, I'm stumping you like I just cut down a tree.
George Washington, me.
I'm a brown shithole whore.
God. That has to be a band.
You would think that is a porno.
Oh my God. This is going to be the worst one yet.
It might be. Sick Little Monkey.
Band.
Yeah, that one's a band.
Oh my God. Finally.
Fudge Tunnel.
Porno.
No, that one's a band. Thank goodness.
Damn it.
But Fudge Tunnel?
That's gross.
Oh man, what if you called your doctor and you're like, Doc, I can't get anything to come out of my fudge tunnel. I'm gonna need to come in there.
That's gross.
I'm gonna need some M&Ms.
Ew.
I need you to give me an M&M.
Stop. An enema is what you mean.
A what?
An M&M.
And don't that what the fish sleep in on that Finding Nemo?
Finding a men and Nemo.
I never got the memo on that one.
The M&M-O. Yeah, that's what you, yeah.
The M&M-O. M&M-M-O.
M&M-M-O.
M&M-M-O's world.
M&M-M-O RPG. M&M-M-A. It's where two fighters have to go in the ring and see who can get the enema machine up the other's butt first. Tune in this fall, 2018, to M&M-M-M-A, where you'll see the two big MMA fighter guys. I'm sure one of them's name's Connor. I don't know. There's none that Tito Ortiz, unless he retired. That's the only other guy I remember. He's in like 2005. You can watch Brock Lesnar. You watch them try to put stuff in each other's fudge tunnels and see what they can do.
My favorite.
Thank you.
World of Warcraft
is on Fox. Sorry.
You're okay. World of Warcraft is my favorite MMORPG.
I knew that was coming.
The next one
is not what he said.
Tugboat.
Because it was an anima. He didn't know that was coming. Nice. Everyone take a drink. I just explained the joke. What? Tugboat?
Nope. I feel like we've done this one, and I'm sorry.
And? I don't remember. So.
It's a porno.
Ah, fuck me, man.
Toot toot. Juice juice.
Gross.
Sandwich of love.
Porno?
Yeah.
Wow, finally.
What do you think it is? A roast beef sandwich?
Oh, gross. Ew.
Or is it tuna fish sandwich?
You're gross. Stop. Some sandwich words.
An exploded deli meat sandwich.
Stop it.
6 feet of foreplay.
Ew, ban.
Yeah, that's a ban. You're doing all right, Chad. You've only, you missed six.
And I've gotten four?
You got, you got five left.
Okay.
So
yeah.
You're not doing all right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not.
Big as this box.
Porno.
Uh huh.
Nice.
Smell bacon.
Porno.
Nah, that one's a band.
Damn, you've been tripping me up, so I switched up my. Anyway.
Sperm whales, and I'm gonna spell whales for you. W-A-I-L-S.
Porno.
No, it's a band.
No, it's a band because they're wailing.
But it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
In my mind, I mixed them up. Yeah, I don't know why. That's okay. Fine. Whatever.
Pumping the popo.
Ew, that's a porno for sure.
Yes, it is.
It's nasty, though.
Excuse me. And our last one on the list is Freak Daddy Love Cheese.
Wow. Cheese and rice. love cheese and rice.
Me too.
Band.
That is a band. Wow, let me count this up.
It's not good. I got eight.
Seven. Oh, wait.
Oh, I miscounted in my head.
Yeah, you got 7 out of 15. Finally.
Even worse.
Finally. I finally did it.
What?
I finally got you under double digits for like the first time in maybe 2 months.
2 months.
2 months. 2 months too furious.
Okay, now that we've done that,
guess what time it is?
Oh, it is time for Best of Craigslist.
Woo! I'm excited.
This one is so fucked. Okay, so the title reads, excuse me, that's not what it reads. The title reads,
how do you spell that?
Will buy women's hair.
Oh no.
$15. I'm looking to buy women's hair. If you can provide me with a few inches worth, essentially a handful, of brown, freshly cut hair, please contact me. One of my coworkers is from Haiti and told me how to make a voodoo doll so I can make my ex love me again. He promised that the person who donates the hair wouldn't fall in love with me. That's the end of that.
That can't be real. That one can't be real.
I don't know, man.
That one's, that's gotta be a troll. All
right, just in case, I have another prepared.
So funny. Do me another one, yeah.
The title reads, "Do you believe in Bigfoot?"
Oh my gosh. How perfect is that?
Oh, wait, yeah, that's really funny.
That's called a callback.
Okay, yeah. I need to. Everyone take a shot. Okay, there's a picture of like Harry and the Hendersons on this one.
Uh-huh.
And it says, "You're probably wondering why what you were doing here. The truth is, you decided to click, and I bet I can guess what you were thinking right now. You're wondering, what does this have to do with Bigfoot, and why is this in the classified section? Well, I have a good reason for you. If you believe in Bigfoot, then you're most likely one of those people that believe Bitcoin is just a fad. Yeah, you just believe in all that nonsensical mumbo-jumbo. If that's the case, this isn't for you. This is for people that don't believe in unicorns and rainbows. People that know the world is heading in another direction. If you're still here with me, congrats. Maybe you thought you missed the boat with Bitcoin. The bit with Bitcoin. But the truth is, it's just getting started. In fact, I created a private webinar for you that not only shows you how to go from beginner to Bitcoins in minutes, but it also teaches you how to multiply your Bitcoin daily. And get this, it's the best way to get a minimum return of 420% annually. That is really what that says.
Blaze it.
Oh, and by the way, it's absolutely free. Step one, watch the video below. https://www.youtube.com/watch?VYI SJ0KH0 Step two, click the link under the video, www.bitcoinbrilliantair.com. Talk soon, Matt.
Wow, I feel personally attacked and catfished.
Yeah, do you believe in scams or Bigfoot? That's the real question here.
Do you believe in Bigfoot in around the park? And you're out on a picnic and everything's dark. There's Bigfoot. He's swinging his arms and walking his way, setting off alarms.
Okay.
Believe in the Bigfoot. I'm done.
All right. Okay, so we actually have some hate mail this week. So
we do. We had one sent in at noon, and then I tweeted right before we started recording, and we got another one right away. So God bless y'all. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll read the first because I haven't read it yet, and I believe you haven't read the second because it was unopened. So yep,
that's it. That's that.
This one is from Matthew Justin Taylor. I didn't know you still listen, Matt, so thank you.
I knew he still listened.
Actually, wait, no, you've messaged me pretty recently on Snapchat to say something about... Anyway, we've talked recently. Anyway, okay.
I love Matthew.
So the subject line reads, Podpiffany.
Is that Indiana State flower?
No, I don't think so. I think you combine podcast with epiphany.
Did you know that Indiana State flower is the epiphany?
No. Nope.
It is. Oh, peony. Whoops.
Peony, you fucking... There's no flower called an epiphany.
I just realized something. Oh, nice.
Giant dumbass.
I just realized. I realized something. Indiana's flower isn't called an epiphany.
Oh, I just had this, oh, man, a sudden urge of thought. Oh, man, I have no idea what it could be called. The joke is that it would be called an epiphany. Okay.
Fudge tunnel.
So this reads Podpiphany, and then the body reads, "Boys, your recent mentions of a certain famous, shall we call him public masturbator, has led me to the realization of a few similarities between your god-awful podcast and his TV show. First off, we, the audience, find ourselves returning time and time again to find out what is going on in the pathetic yet somehow riveting lives of chubby baby boys. Second, we see this man's inability to stay away from ice cream. While in the podcast, Cam has a very obvious addiction to Cheez-Its, especially when around a microphone. I mean, seriously, do you eat them in the music studio too?
Yeah.
Do you? Yeah, of course he does. And lastly, although a slightly more far-fetched similarity, is that of Chad's willingness to expose his baby boy parts through his bedroom window. Granted, this hasn't happened for some time now, as far as we, the listeners, know. But then again, I'm willing to bet some time has elapsed since the beginning, since the famous comedian's last incident as well. P.S. We need to hear Cam spill the tea this week. Well, too late for that, because it's the end of the episode. Should have thought about that when you sent in your mail, Matt. Also, I do want to divulge something.
Have you peed out of your window in Texas?
No, I haven't peed out of my window. I did piss off my balcony last night. So, yep.
You're going to get hate mail for that.
I was drunk.
Oh, that makes it better.
In my apartment. And I said, I'd really get a whiz. And you know what? It feels nice outside because I had my screen door open. Not the screen door, but I had the door open and the screen door shut so that the air could.
Did you pee through the screen?
No. I went out. I turned all the lights off inside. Mm-hmm. And then I went out onto the deck so that it was dark. I was under cover of nightfall. And then I peed. And I made sure no one was walking their dog or anything and just peed because I live on the third floor and it's a very far fall. And it was very satisfying to hear my pee hit the ground. And then this morning, I went to get Taco Bell. Well, this afternoon, I went to get Taco Bell for lunch because I'm hungry and I didn't want to cook. And I didn't see my pee, but I thought about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I did that. So I did that recently. And you know what? Probably going to do it again. So... Sorry, not sorry.
Light him up, Taylor. For next week.
I dare you. You know what? I'm proud of it. I'm proud of this. Excuse me. Not that, though.
I was proud of
that. Just read. Just read. Okay.
The next one comes to us from T-Mama. And the subject is, you know your girl always answers the call, because she did.
Yeah.
Sup, you stuffed turkey boys. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, I'd like to take this opportunity to say that I'm thankful for you two, BBs. The weekly insights into your lives make the rest of us realize how great we are at being functioning human beings in comparison to you two. You know T-Mama can't give you a compliment without a little backhanded slap. Love, peace, and hair grease shit emoji, T-Mama. God bless you. Oh, gosh dang it. T-Mama's the coolest. She was Snapchatting me on her drives to and from her Thanksgiving festivities, I assume. And she was listening to some very, very good pop punk and emo music from back in the day. And then she also sent me Snapchats of her listening to Staircase Wit stuff. And so I really thought that was cool. I appreciated that.
Mm.
I always like when...
I haven't gotten a Snapchat to listen to my stuff. Ever.
Well, maybe she will now.
Just kidding. Now it's just guilt. Okay, so are we, we're good, right?
Yeah, I think that's it, because you got to go watch your Steely Dans.
I got to watch the Steelers play. They're my favorites.
Guys, thanks so much for coming with us on our little journey through the intricate parts of being mid-20 fat boys. Talking about guys. Chad, where can people find you on the internet during the week so they can keep up with you, where you are outside of whatever day they choose to listen to this podcast on? You think?
Wow. Yes, you can find me on social media at Chad Hoy. That's Chadhoy, and that's on Twitter, Instagram, and that other one, Snapchat. And, yeah, so I'm pretty active on all those. I haven't posted a story on Snapchat in a while, which is sad because that's probably some of my best comedy. But, I've just been busy, so it's cool. Twitter's where I'm pretty active.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then I also have music on Spotify, and that's under my name as well, just Chad Hoy, with the space there. And that's, it's okay. It's all right.
It's good.
You, like, If you like music, you'll probably like it. So depending on the style of music, if you like sad rock music about girls, or God, or nothing about politics, actually, just and friendships that are falling apart. A lot of sad stuff. If you like that, you can listen. It'll be good. And Cam, I believe you also have social media. I don't know, but if you did, where could we find you?
Well, if there? I did, hypothetically, yeah. I'm Dad. You could find me on Twitter at LavinousCam2. That's LavinousCam, the number 2. Or Lavinous Cam on Instagram and Snapchat. And I also make sad boy music under the name Staircase Whip. And recently, the technical title track of my debut full-length album is going to be featured on a couple of blog playlists and Spotify playlists next month. So that's pretty cool. So thanks for listening, guys.
It's cool.
It makes me happy. We appreciate the hell out of all of you. We're thankful for you this holiday season for getting us this far, and we would be more thankful if you ordered some gosh darn frames from our sponsor Warby Parker. And if you want to be a part of the episode, like a few of the friends of the podcast already have, you can email us at hoyweave@gmail.com. Send us your hate mail. And send us whatever the heck you want. We've talked about first date stories from our gal pal Mal, and that was a lot of fun. So let's just send us whatever you want. We'll make a bit.
Send us anything. Yeah, if you want advice, and you know, like it's not like if you somehow trust our word for some reason, you could send us some questions, and we could try to answer them. Yeah, cheaper than therapy. It's because it's free, unless you do. You know, Warby Parker trial. And then it's still free, actually. But, you know, if you decide to buy them, it's you know, $100 or something. But that's cool. That's whatever.
Yeah. Quick shout out to Craig and Kelsey. I got to see them yesterday, and that was a lot of fun. And I meant to talk about that earlier in the show, but it's been going on way too long. So, Chad, before we go, why don't you let everybody know what they should do this week?
So, what I want you to do this week, I want you. What did they do last week? Oh, they got snuggly. Yeah. This is what I want you to do this week. I want you to just take a look deep inside yourself. Find out what it is you want the most. And realize that it's probably unattainable. And that's why you want it so badly. And then simmer on that thought. Realize that life is meaningless. Nothing you ever do will be remembered. You won't be remembered. And that you'll probably, well, everyone does, die alone. Have a good week, everybody.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Can I? May I?
Sure.
All right.
Podtron. This has been a Podtron Network production. For more of this show and others like it, find Podtron on Twitter @Podtron Network and search Podtron Network on Facebook.